From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Jokowi inaugurates Bank Syariah Indonesia. Islamic banking grew faster than conventional banking amid pandemic. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Monday inaugurated PT Bank Syariah Indonesia TBK, merged from three state-owned syariah banks, PT Bank BRI Syariah TBK, PT Bank Syariah Mandiri, and PT Bank BNI Syariah. As reported by Antara News Agency, the inauguration, which took place at the State Palace, was well received by the market, with the Indonesian Stock Exchange Composite Stock Price Index shooting up at the start of the new week. The newly formed entity, Bank Syariah Indonesia or BSI, will be one of the largest syariah banks in Indonesia and also the world, with total assets of 214 trillion rupiah and core capital of about 20 trillion rupiah. On Monday, the JSI was up more than 200 points or 3.5% at about 6,000 at close of trade. Meanwhile, the index of 45 leading stocks, or the LQ45 index, rose 35.32 points or 3.87% to more than 900. President Joko Widodo highlighted the performance of Indonesia's Islamic banking industry that grew at a faster rate than that of conventional banking, despite the challenging times presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Jokowi, while inaugurating PT Bank Syariah Indonesia TBK at the State Palace on Monday, stated, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, he is pleased to be informed that the performance of the Indonesian Islamic banking continues to record stable growth and that Islamic banking has managed to grow even higher than conventional banking. Indonesia should be grateful. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the Islamic banking industry marked a 10.9% year-on-year growth in assets or higher than conventional banking that recorded a 7.7% growth. The Indonesian government urged parties involved in the recent political situation in Myanmar following a military coup and detentions of civilian leaders to restrain from further actions and opt for dialogue. Indonesia urges all parties in Myanmar to exercise self-restraint and pursue the path of dialogue in finding solutions to challenges, so as not to exacerbate the condition. It was stated by the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry in an official statement released on Monday as quoted by Antara News Agency. Reuters reported that during a raid on early Monday, the Burmese military had detained the country's political figures from the National League for Democracy, including leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. According to Reuters, the military announced that the government authority had been handed over to the chief of its armed forces, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, as they asserted this measure was undertaken in response to the fraud election held last year. The Health Ministry has projected the arrival of some 23.1 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine produced by AstraZeneca in Indonesia, in the first quarter of 2021 under the COVAX facility scheme. The scheme is co-led by the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and World Health Organization. Gavi, or the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, in its letter dated January 29, 2021, confirmed that the free vaccine allocation to Indonesia for the initial phase would be between 13.7 million and 23.1 million doses made by AstraZeneca. It was said by Siti Nadia Tarmizi, a spokesperson of the ministry's COVID-19 vaccines, noted in a statement as reported by Antara News Agency on Monday. The vaccines will be dispatched into stages comprising 25-35% in the first quarter of 2021 and 65-75% in the second quarter of the initial phase of allocation. The AstraZeneca vaccine can be administered to the people aged 60 years and above. Indonesia officially received the turn of the chairmanship of the ASEAN Committee in Buenos Aires from Thailand for 6 months, from January to July 2021. The handover took place at the 17th meeting of the ambassadors of ASEAN countries in Argentina, January 25, 2021. Indonesian Ambassador to Argentina Nini Kunaryati, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia on January 30, 2021, explained several priority agendas of Indonesia to be a chairman of the ASEAN Committee in Buenos Aires. One of them is to promote ASEAN policies and agreements in Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay. Nini Kunaryati said one of the ASEAN agreements promoted in Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay is the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, signed by 10 ASEAN countries and 5 Asia-Pacific countries on November 15, 2020. She further stated ASEAN Committee in Buenos Aires needs to socialize ASEAN policies or agreements such as RCEP, so that the countries of Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay also obtain benefit from the policies or agreements of ASEAN countries.
Nah, di masa keketuaan Indonesia yang sampai bulan Juni kelak, salah satu yang kita akan prioritaskan adalah
during Indonesia's chairmanship until June 2021, one of things that Indonesia will prioritize is how Indonesia promotes ASEAN, particularly ASEAN policies which have recently been agreed together, such as RCEP, agreed by 10 ASEAN countries and 5 Asia-Pacific countries. Therefore, Indonesia needs to socialize it to local countries so that not only ASEAN that can further expand its relationship, but also the countries where Indonesia is on duty will get benefit from the policies or agreements that have been reached by ASEAN. In addition, Nini Kunaryati noted that the ASEAN Committee in Buenos Aires, led by her, encourages wider market access between ASEAN and Argentina and Mercosur, the largest trading bloc in South America, which is currently chaired by Argentina.
Hal yang lain tentu selain masalah ekonomi.
Besides economic problems, another thing we also know together is that all countries are currently fighting against COVID-19. But at the same time, we are also fighting for the national economic recovery. In this case, Indonesia will encourage wider market access with Argentina, particularly and Mercosur. It is because Mercosur is the largest trading bloc in South America. ACBA is one of the ASEAN Committees on Third Countries and international organizations spreading across more than 50 countries. In Buenos Aires, ACBA consists of 5 ASEAN countries that have embassies in Argentina, namely the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam. Now we move to the news from Myanmar's military that has seized power after detaining Aung San Suu Kyi and other democratically elected leaders. Troops are patrolling the streets and a nighttime curfew is in force, with a 1-year state of emergency declared. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden raised the threat of new sanctions, with the UN and UK also condemning the coup. The army alleges the recent landslide election win by Ms. Suu Kyi's party was marred by fraud. She urged supporters to protest against the coup. In a letter written in preparation for her impending detention, she said the military's action would put the country back under a dictatorship. The military has already announced replacements for a number of ministers. We end the news with the U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday that threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following a coup by the country's military leaders, and called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday, and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The Myanmar crisis marks a first major test of Biden's pledge to collaborate more with allies on international challenges, especially on China's rising influence, in contrast to former President Donald Trump's often go it alone America first approach. It also represented a rare policy alignment between Biden's fellow Democrats and top Republicans as they joined in denouncing the coup and urging Myanmar's military face consequences. Well, listener, that was Newsline.
Presiden Joko Widodo inaugurated the Indonesian Sharia Bank at the State Palace in Jakarta Monday. This inauguration is a historic day for the development of the Sharia or Islamic economy in Indonesia. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo in his opening remarks. Three Sharia banks belonging to the state-owned enterprises, Bank BRI Syariah, Bank Syariah Mandiri, and Bank BNI Syariah, have officially merged to become PT Bank Syariah Indonesia, or BSI. In his remarks,
President Joko Widodo expressed his hopes for the development of Indonesian Sharia Bank. He advised that Islamic banks should truly become universal Islamic banks by maximizing the use of digital technology. It is hoped that Indonesian Sharia Bank must also attract the young generation of Indonesian millennials to become customers. Remembering that the number of young Indonesian millennial generation currently reaches 25.87% of the total 270 million Indonesian population. President Joko Widodo also advised that Islamic financial products and services from BSI must be competitive and must meet the needs of the consumer segment from micro, small, and medium enterprises, corporation, to retail, and be able to facilitate customers to quickly advance to another level and become the backbone of the country's economy. Indonesian Sharia banks must be observant and nimble in seizing opportunities and must be able to create new trends in Islamic banking. President Joko Widodo's message can be achieved, especially looking at the journey of Sharia banks in Indonesia. Since officially operating in 1992, Sharia banks in Indonesia have participated in the Indonesian economy. Quoting from ojk.go.id, Indonesia Sharia financial system is one of the best and most comprehensive system recognized internationally. Looking at the three banks that are merged, each of them has its own market share and advantage. Bank BRI Syariah relies on the micro, small, and medium enterprises business. Bank Syariah Mandiri is very strong with the consumer business. And Bank BNI Syariah has succeeded in the Islamic credit cards. This merger will certainly be a new force. The positive performance of the three Islamic banks amid the COVID-19 pandemic increases the strength of Indonesian Sharia Bank to be able to bring Indonesia's name in the global Sharia industry. In addition, the potential target market is very large, the Muslim population in Indonesia. Hopefully, Bank Syariah Indonesia will become a barometer of the Islamic banking industry in Indonesia towards regional and global Islamic bank. Today in history, we'll start with February 2, 1943, when the German troops surrendered at the Stalingrad. During the Second World War, Germany invaded large parts of Europe using a new tactic called Blitzkrieg or Lightning. Using the war tactics, Germany conquered Poland, Denmark, Norway, Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, France, Yugoslavia, and Greece. But when it invaded the Soviet Union, the harsh winters and the geographic location, which is very far from Germany, made the German troops run out of ammunition and suffer starvation. They lost against the Soviet Union and surrendered in the city of Stalingrad on February 2, 1943. This marked the beginning of Germany's defeat against Allied countries in World War II. Moving on to February 2, 1950, when the founding of the University of Indonesia occurred. Shortly after Indonesian independence was proclaimed on August 17, 1945, the Dutch colonial army regained control of Jakarta at the end of 1945. The Dutch East India Civil Administration then established a Nut Universiteit or temporary university in Jakarta. The name Nut Universiteit was later changed to Universiteit van Indonesië. After Jakarta was successfully taken over by the Indonesian government, Universiteit van Indonesië changed its name to Universiteit Indonesia. Universiteit Indonesia officially started its activities on February 2, 1950, with its first rector, Insinyur R.M. Panji Surahman. In 1955, the name Universiteit Indonesia was changed to Universitas Indonesia. February 2, 1950, celebrated as the birthday of the University of Indonesia. are concluded in history with February 2, 1971, when the World Wetlands Day is set. World Wetland Days is celebrated on February 2 each year. The date refers to the signing day of the Wetlands Convention, which is called the Ramsar Convention, on February 2, 1971, in the city of Ramsar, Iran. World Wetland Day was commemorated for the first time in 1997. The day was commemorated by raising public awareness of the value and benefits of wetland for the ecosystem. That was Today in History.
Kamu, tapi ku takkan menyerah. Kau layak ku perjuangkan. Perih bagiku menahan marahku. Walau belum tentu kau lakukan yang sama, karena untukku kamu lebih penting dari egoku. Perih bagiku, menahan marahku.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia and the International Seabed Authority, ISA, completed a virtual national capacity building workshop in Kingston, Jamaica, on January 25th to 27, 2021 local time. The workshop involved 87 participants, consisting of government officials, policymakers, and researchers. The event aims to provide knowledge for the participants in need to encourage Indonesia's full participation in the ISA and support the implementation of activities in the area of international seabed. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id page, Director General of Law and International Treaties at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Damos Dumoli Agusman, said that Indonesia has been actively involved in ISA since its establishment. He added that Indonesia is committed to continuing to contribute to negotiation in a bid to pass regulation related to the exploration and exploitation of mineral materials in the region of the international seabed. In addition, Indonesia is drafting national regulations that will pave the way for wider participation of Indonesian stakeholders in ISA activities, including future exploration and exploitation in the region of the international seabed and aligning the national regulatory framework with the objects and the objectives of the 1982 Law of the Sea Convention. Damos Dumoli also appreciated ISA for its continued support in providing capacity-building programs for member countries. He hopes that more representatives from Indonesia will benefit from this program. Meanwhile, in his remarks, Secretary General of ISA, Michael W. Lodge, welcomed Indonesia's commitment and support for ISA's activities. He also appreciated important progress in the development of Indonesian national regulation related to mining in the area of seabed. Michael W. Lodge added, along with Indonesia's progress in drafting regulation related to activities in the area of international seabed, that all national experts are fully complemented with the necessary skills and knowledge regarding the effective implementation of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea is essential. He believes that this workshop has provided a significant opportunity for all participants to have an in-depth discussion for the regulation for exploration and exploitation in the seabed area and exchange views with experts. Michael W. Lodge also said that a lot of efforts will be needed in the future and that his side is ready to continue to cooperate in accordance with Indonesia's request. The topic raised in this workshop were the governance, structure and mandate of the ISA, roles and responsibilities of the sponsoring state and contractors, marine scientific research activities, and measures to protect the marine environment and conserve biodiversity, profit-sharing mechanism, and capacity-building and training initiatives. This workshop initiative is also a form of contribution to fulfill the ISA Strategic Plan and High-Level Action Plan 2019-2023, particularly in relation to Strategic Direction 5, which aims to build capacity for developing countries, and Strategic Direction 6, which aims to ensure the full integrated participation of developing countries. That was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقوي انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken.
Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pernah coba, coba untuk pertahankan semua. Cinta, waktu, usaha, aku berikan semua. Tapi percuma, pasti ada yang salah cara berpikirmu. Ini cuma masalah tentang asumsimu. Harus selalu kabarin di mana posisiku.
Aku enggak.
Nyesel ngajak balikan. Kamu juga yang bilang aku gak pantas disayang. Tolong jangan dipaksa, ku sudah hilang rasa. Butuh satu-satunya cara kita tak terluka. Tiada yang salah cara berpikirmu. Aku selalu ngalah sama sifat egoismu. Aku pernah coba pertahankan sama kamu.
Coba pikirkan,
tapi aku gak bisa.
Masih bisa. Kasih kesempatan, masih bisa panjang. Coba pikir, masih bisa.
Masih bisa panjang, kasih kesempatan. Masih bisa panjang, kasih kesempatan. Masih bisa panjang.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm Rahma. I'm going to introduce you to Ekang An Chulai Tourism Village. Recently, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, stated the Ekang An Chulai Tourism Village in Teluk Sebong District, Bintan Regency, Riau Islands Province, is one of the best examples of tourism villages in Indonesia. Minister Sandiaga explained, besides the beauty of its nature, infrastructure or facilities offered, another thing that makes Ekang Anchulai Tourism Village become the best tourism village is collaboration. The collaboration in the tourism village is carried out by the youth as managers along with the local community, which reach 800 families. Listener, Ekang Anchulai Tourism Village, which takes about 15 minutes from the Bandar Bentantelani ferry port, offers the sensation of nature-based tourism in the countryside. Previously, this tourist area was a rubber plantation area, but because it was not optimal, it was converted into a beautiful tourism village after being jointly managed by the villagers, village-owned enterprises or BUMDES, youth organizations, and tourism awareness group or POK Darwis. Ekang Anchulai Tourism Village has a rubber forest area, which is now used for various types of outdoor activities. When visiting this tourist village, you can do many activities such as cycling, riding a horse, doing sport, jogging, and swimming. To spend the night in the Ekang Anchulai Tourism Village, you will be charged a rate of 600,000 rupiah per night. With this price, you can enjoy various entertainment facilities, from swimming pools, cycling to horse riding, and breakfast all are included. The accommodation itself has a high standard equipped with bathroom facilities, beds, air conditioning, television, coffee, and Wi-Fi service. Ekang Anchulai Tourism Village is still improving. In the future, this tourism village will develop mangrove ecotourism. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
sempat kulihat senyummu. Belum sempat kulepas rinduku, malah kamu pergi dengan dia. Di belakangku kau mainkan aku. Kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit. Padahal sebentar ku pergi tak lama, tapi kau malah selingkuh. Malah kamu pergi dengan dia. Di belakangku kau mainkan aku. Kau pun tipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit. Padahal sebentar ku pergi tak lama, tapi kau malah selingkuh. Tak sempat kita bertemu, tak sempat melepas rindu. Teganya dirimu kepadaku, kini kau dengan dia. Oh, oh, oh. Kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is, Apa Tugas Saya? Or in English, What is My Duty? Next, I will give an example of a conversation, Apa Tugas Saya, which means, What is my duty? This conversation is between Kevin, who is from Australia, and his colleague Ayu in their office. Let's listen to their conversation.
Bu Ayu, apa tugas saya?
Pak Kevin bertugas memeriksa dokumen perjanjian.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce his phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely on Apa Tugas Saya, which means, What is my duty? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Apa. Apa. Which means what? Tugas. Tugas. Which means task. Saya. Saya. Which means I. Apa Tugas Saya? apa tugas saya, which means what is my job. In the conversation, you heard the questions apa tugas saya? Apa tugas saya? Which means what is my job? In Indonesian, the questions word apa? Apa, which means what, is just to ask about the topic of conversation. The expressions tugas saya, which means my duty or my job, is a topic of conversation between Kevin and Ayu. The question word apa? Apa can be put before the topic of conversation. Example, apa tugas saya? Apa tugas saya? Which means, what's my job? The question word apa? Apa can also be put after the topic of conversation. Example, tugas saya apa? Tugas saya apa? Which means, what is my job? Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the sample of a conversation one more time.
Bu Ayu, apa tugas saya?
Pak Kevin bertugas memeriksa dokumen perjanjian.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian. I'm Dika Kusumati. Thank you for listening.
Aku telah tahu. Tapi mengapa kita selalu bertemu? Aku tak tahu hati ini harus menghindar, namun kenyataanku tak bisa. Maafkan aku terlanjur mencinta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, this is Rahma. I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Salok Inyan by Mezi. The song with the title Salok Inyan was composed by Majinur Darlisanto. The lyrics of this song use the Sambas dialect of Malay. Sambas is a regency in West Kalimantan province. In Sambas Malay language, Salok Inyan means longing. Like the title of the song, this song tells about the longing of someone outside his village for his lover in her hometown. He intends to go out of his hometown to find as much money as possible, so that one day he can return to his village and propose his lovely girl. Because the lyrics are about longing, the music is quite sad with a slow tempo. Well, listener, here is the song Salok Inyan by Mezi. Happy listening.
Sahage, kau ninjakan kaki di rumah itu.
Iya, Pak Lum. Saya tidak agak menginjakan kaki saya ke situ. Sampai saya bisa buktikan, saya pantas menginjakan kaki.
seperti bayang-bayang. Rasena kini-kininya nabe jumpe dengan nade udah salurinya. Salurinya malam itu abang datang bawa papa mulu datang nani kangen nade nang malar di bayang-bayang. Rasena kini-kininya nabe jumpe dengan nade udah salurinya.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.